Pretty Bird is a new restaurant in downtown Salt Lake City that's offering a spin on a growing food craze, Nashville hot chicken. If you've never had hot chicken, it's pretty self-explanatory. Fried chicken that makes you sweat. But does this new spot live up to the name? KUBR's Lee Hale finds out.
To give Pretty Bird's hot chicken a proper taste test, I got a hold of two people who know their stuff.
We're from Nashville and
Which part of Nashville?
South of town.
Yeah, so. What are your favorite places for hot chicken?
Well, Hennepin's is my first choice, but...
That's Angie Miller, who's in town visiting family. She brought her son-in-law Wyatt Smith along, also a hot chicken lover. The owner of the store, Viet Pham, is behind the cash register walking them through the menu. They decide on two hot quarters and a sandwich, the most popular item.
Let's check this out.
All right, here is your chicken sando.
Holy buckets of ham. Look at that. That's huge.
You gotta dislocate that jaw and try to get that bite in there.
I can't get mine back in.
And now, the moment of truth.
All right, let's break into this crisp and see how juicy it is.
Should have grabbed a napkin first.
Oh, man.
It's definitely messy, so that's a good sign. There's cinnamon in it.
Like
figured out one of his secret spices.
It's pretty sweet, too.
How does it compare to the Nashville taste?
This is different. It's sweet.
Miller says she likes it. It's a little more greasy than she prefers, but she's intrigued by the sweetness. Pham says that's no mistake. While his chicken is inspired by the Nashville recipe, he's no copycat. He also comes from a background in fine dining, and he's interested in complex flavors.
So in a movie, you have a leading actor and a leading actress, and then there are supporting roles, and the supporting roles are all the other spices. Comparing that to Nashville, Nashville is just basically lead actors and no one else.
You can tell this guy's a fine dining chef, right? So what made him want to open a hole-in-the-wall fried chicken joint in Utah? Well, 5 years ago, Pham was in Los Angeles filming a reality show called Food Network Star. Once he was eliminated, he had some free time on his hands. So he visited a friend's restaurant where they serve fried chicken.
I ate this fried chicken, really not thinking anything about it, and all of a sudden it just blew my mind. I had this epiphany that, you know, I just had this vision where I'm going to do a fried chicken restaurant one day and I'm going to do it really, really well.
After his last restaurant, Forage, closed in 2016, Pham was able to focus his attention on this new project. It's taken a while for it to get off the ground, but now that it's open, it's been a hit. They frequently have to close early when they run out of chicken. And that name, Pretty Bird, there's a story there too.
The movie Dumb and Dumber was filmed. Lots of it was filmed here in Salt Lake City. And the apartment where the guys lived is actually three blocks away.
In the movie, the main characters sell a dead bird to a kid who's blind, which gives you an idea of what the rest of the film is like. There's a moment when the kid strokes his new pet, calling it Pretty Bird, over and over again. Pham caught that scene recently while channel surfing.
So when Pretty Bird popped up, I just had this vision where I knew that this is the name for this restaurant. So.
And now that name is displayed in glowing neon letters, with a line of hungry customers wrapped around the building. Lee Hale, KUER News.